Speed is a tricky business. In Albany, Earth's spin makes us all move at 759 miles an hour, but we don't feel like we're moving at all. So, yes, perceived speed is very tricky. Something looks fast only if it moves its own body length in a short time. For example, mice cannot run faster than 8 miles an hour, but they shift position so quickly they seem fast. And a sailfish swims 10 of its lengths per second, so it seems super fast. But a jumbo jet approaching for a landing only manages to traverse one of its lengths in a second. So from a distance, a jumbo jet seems virtually motionless when it's on final approach. Yet it actually moves 4 times faster than the fish. Now consider bacteria. Half of the known varieties propel themselves by whipping flagella, which look like tails. Are they slow? Well, the fastest bacteria move 200 millionths of an inch in a second, the thickness of a human hair. And yet, that bacterium has moved 200 times its own body length each second. Relative to their size, germs can swim 20 times faster than fish. It's equivalent to an Olympic sprinter breaking the sound barrier. And it quickly adds up. Germs can transport themselves 1 or 2 feet per hour, the speed of a minute hand on a wall clock. No wonder diseases spread. For people, our cliched slowest moving components are the growth of fingernails and hair. Fingernails grow 1/4 inch longer every 2 months. Hair grows twice as fast. If we neglected our barber appointments the way Newton and Einstein did, we'd find our hair 6 inches longer each year. Probably the most dramatic slow motion on Earth is the Earth itself. In caverns, stalactites typically grow just 1 inch in 500 years. And as for the land mass plate we're on here in the Northeast, we all move to the West at 1/2 inch a year. California, here we come. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.